What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you guys our Week 6 NFL spread picks and prop bets. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Help me reach that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of October. Also, make sure you guys check out the description where you can find links to our podcast, our website, and our shop. Check all that stuff out. Go get some merch from the shop. You won't regret it. So go do all that. Let's go ahead and get started with today's video. So quick look back at last week. Not a good week for us. Went 2-5. Also went 2-5 with the college picks. But looking to bounce back this week is we had some picks we felt pretty good about. We took three risky ones, but felt good about four of them. Felt good about the Texans beating the Falcons. Falcons actually won by two, which was the spread on that one. Packers lost to the Raiders, unable to come back there at the end of the game. The Jets did beat the Broncos. We took the Jets money line there. We took the Jags plus 5.5 against the Bills. We won that one. We liked the fact that the Jags had been over there in England for a week and that, you know, the Bills were having to fly out there, which they also flied out there Friday, so their bodies weren't able to really get fully adjusted to the time change a whole lot. And then we missed on Jets-Broncos' lowest scoring game. I didn't think either one of those teams was going to be able to move the football. We look at Panthers-Lions. We have Panthers as the lowest scoring team. That one didn't hit. Chiefs-Vikings, we have the Chiefs as the highest scoring team. Again, that one didn't hit. And so, yeah, looking to bounce back this week, though. Got some more good picks for you guys. So let's go ahead and get started. So first matchup that we're looking at is the Seahawks versus the Bengals. And this bet is Joe Mixon over under 65.5 rushing yards. I'm taking the over. Burrow still doesn't look very healthy. You know, I think Mixon's going to get his fair share of carries, and I think he can get 70 yards against the Seahawks team, who hasn't been great against the run. You know, they haven't been the best team against the run game so far this season, and I think that Mixon is going to start to turn the season around, and I think, again, with Burrow not being healthy, he's definitely going to get the touches. So I think that Mixon will get 66 rush yards in this game. Next matchup, we got the Vikings versus the Bears. This bet, Justin Fields over under 1.5 passing touchdowns. I'm taking the over. The offense is starting to look better. They still don't have much of a run game. I like the way DJ Moore and Fields connected last week against Washington. I think that continues. I think Darnell Mooney gets more involved as well. I think Fields can get two passing touchdowns in this game. That one's at plus 190 odds, first one with Mixon plus 100. So, you know, I think this is a good one to make. I wouldn't put a whole lot on it. Just, you know, it is the Bears we're talking about. It's not a team I would really go after as far as betting, but I do think this is a good pick. All these lines and odds, by the way, brought to you by DraftKings. Next up, we got the Colts versus the Jags. Trevor Lawrence over under 271.5 pass yards plus rushing yards. I'm taking the under on this one. You know, he looked good last week, threw for over 300. I think he ran for 20, 30, 40 more yards. He hasn't been consistent at all this season. I think that was a very good game for him last week. I just don't know. I mean, hasn't been very consistent. ETN had a huge game. I think that the Jags offense is not going to be as good as it was last week. So I don't think Trevor gets the 272. I think that this is one that he misses on. And so I think that they're still going to win the football game, but I just don't know how well that offense is going to fare. So I'm taking the under there at minus 115. Next up, we got the Colts versus the Jags again, staying in this matchup. Jaguars favored by 4 in this game, and I'm taking the Jags to cover. You know, I just think that they're just a much better team than the Colts are. I think that they have a little bit more figured out than the Colts do. Not only that, Gardner Minshew starting for the Colts as Anthony Richardson is out. I think the chances for the Colts to win the game would be better if Richardson was playing, but he's out. And this game is also in Jacksonville, so I'm taking the Jags to cover the 4-point spread with the minus 112 odds on that one. Next up, we got the Saints versus the Texans, and I'm taking the Texans money line here. I think that they beat the Saints. I think Derek Carr has struggled so far in New Orleans. I think the Texans and CJ Stroud have looked pretty solid, much improved from last year. I think Stroud is pretty obviously the best quarterback in the rookie class so far this season. You know, he's making good decisions. The offense is starting to figure some more stuff out. And I think that they're going to have a big day offensively. I think that they can – I think they'll get, you know, maybe 31 points, get a come out of there with like a 31-24 type win, you know, 24-20 type win, something around there. But, you know, the Saints defense, very strong start. They lost to the Packers after giving up 18 unanswered in the second half. They were also shut out in the second half of that game offensively, and the defensive kind of spiraled just a little bit from there, giving up a lot more points. They didn't allow a touchdown at all, or just one touchdown on the season, and it came to the Panthers and just garbage time touchdown on the Monday Night Football game until the Packers scored in the second half. So, and then from there, I believe they gave up like 20 something the week after. Obviously held the Patriots to zero last week, but I think that's more just the Patriots offense. It hasn't looked very good. I think it says more about the Patriots than it does necessarily about the Saints defense. So I think the Texans are a good pick here to win this football game. I think that they come out on top. Next game, we got the Ravens and the Titans. I'm taking Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown at plus 125 here. I think that this is a good bet to make. I mean, at some point, the dude's going to throw a run for a touchdown. So I'm taking Lamar Jackson here anytime touchdown score. Next up, we got the 49ers versus the Browns. And I'm going with a little bit of a risky one here. This is probably the riskiest one I've taken. And that's CMC first score or first touchdown score. I think he scores the first touchdown of the game. That's at plus 300. I think he's a good pick to go there with that one. A pretty good reward there with that bet if it hits. So I think we got some solid picks this week. I think that we're looking pretty good. And I think the Niners are going to roll the Browns. By the way, I don't really see that game being very competitive whatsoever. But yeah, so if I bet $20 on each of these picks, and I won all of them, the payout would be $338.25. The winnings would be $198.25. So a good payout there if you hit all of them. Likelihood of all of them hitting not very high, but you know, I still think that a lot of these picks are good. I think these are some that y'all should jump on for sure if you're into the betting. I think my favorite pick of all these is probably that Justin Fields over under 1.5 passing touchdowns. I think he's going to hit that against a pretty bad Vikings defense. But that wraps up today's video. So make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Let me know which ones you like. Let me know which ones you don't like. Let me know if you bet on any of them. Interested to know. And we'll see if you win. Let me know how much and what site, what the odds were. So let me know all that stuff down in the comments. Again, hit that subscribe button. Help me reach 1,100 by the end of October. Appreciate all you guys watching. And we'll see you guys next time.